We're up to Taf Tezayin Omed Aleph, the bottom of the Omed. In the Mishnah it said, Chosen Potter Mikrishme Laila Rishoine Ba'ad Baitzoi Shabbos Im Loyosa Maise. Agavulche Tezay Machloikis Apoiskem, if the Ptur of Chosen is only Balayla, Laila Rishoina Vad Maitsoi Shabbos, only the Leilois, because Belailois is Torud, Machshavas Be'ile, Be'yoim is not Torud in these Machshavas, so others hold this Potter the whole day also. The Kesef of Mishnah brings down Amachloikis Rishoinim in this Nakude, and the Miri also brings down Amachloikis in this. Umayse Baram Gamliel Shanosa Isha Vekora Laila Rishoina, Omrulai Talmidov Limatono Rabbeinu Shechosen Potter Mikrishme Omalahem Eini Shemeelechem Levatel Himeni Malchu Shemayim Afilu Sho Echos. The Shleima Mishnosai wants to say that that's what Ramon Gamliel said, Eini Shemeelechem Levatel Himeni Malchu Shemayim Afilu Sho Echos. The whole Shaila was only Negeya 1 hour. That means like this. The Shaila was, it was already the Zman Krishma. The Shaila was, should he be Mekayim the Be'ilas Mitzvah and then Lein Krishma? Or should he now Lein Krishma? And that's what he said, Afilu Sho Echo, since now is the Zman Krishma in Lechatchila, one should lay now. This Shtim is very good with Shitas Rashi, that one should let chatchila lane when this man comes. So that's what he told them, Eini shemei lechem levatel emeni malchus shemayim afilu sho echos. Let us see the Gemara. Chosen potter mikrishme, tonu rabona, bishivtecho beveisecho, prat lo oisik bemitzvah, uvelechtecho baderech, prat lechosen. Chosen is not an oisik b'mitzvah, it's a tir de machshove. Mikan omru akoines es apsulo, potur v'salmono chayiv. My mashma, where do we see from this posik aptur, omar apope ki derech, that the whole chiv kriya is if someone is oisik in an inyan that's similar to a derech. Ma derech rishus, just like a derech is amidi de rishus, then there's a chi of kriye, the bar to bomb when belechtech of a derech, avoch enami rishus. But if a person is doing something which is not a midi de rishus, then there's no ptur. So the Gemara asks, mi lo yaskinon de kozil ledvar mitzvah, where did you figure this out, that a derech is dafka midi de rishus? It matters, some can go on a midi de rishus, and some can go on a derech shal mitzvah. In the Torah was Seisim, and the Torah said, Bechol Oifin, one has to learn Krishma. The Velohochi Yom HaRachmon Alikri. Im Kein Lei Mekro Beleches, Mai Belechtecho, Shma Mino Beleches, Didoch Hu De Mechayvis. Ho De Mitzvah Ptiris. If one is Oisik Be Mitzvah, so then he is Potter. Ihochi, if the criteria is mitzvah, my iria ha koines es apsule, afilu koines es almone nami, there is also a mitzvah involved when one is koines almone. So the Gemara says, hoche torit, by apsule there is a tirde. But hoche loy torit, by almone there is no tirde. So the Gemara learned that the Ptur is Alts Tirde. Since it's Torut, it's difficult for him to concentrate to be Mechavin. Im Yishum Tirde afilu tovos vinosei bayom nami. If there's a Ptur of Tirde, so if a person, lo asfinav, is drowned in the Yam, he should also be potter to Lein Krishma. Loma av Rabbi Abbe bar Zavda marav ovul chayiv b'chol mitzvah yisamureis b'toyre chutz minat filim. An oval is also torad b'tzaroi. Afal pikein is mechuyev to be mesiach das mitirdosoi, and to do all the mitzvahs, which includes krishma. Tfilin is potter shreinema ben per, shreinema per chol chovu shalecho. Aber auch Kaponim, we see, Tirde is not a Poite. Omri Hossam, Tirde de Rishus. Obol is a Tirde de Rishus. Hocha, Tirde de Mitzvah. So since this is a Tirde de Mitzvah, therefore, he is not Mechuyev to stop this Tirde and to Lein Krishme. Taisves, Ihochi Ma'ir Yepsule, Yamrit Bishloime de Taime Mishum Tirde, Shaper. Alam Yachesh, Toila Mitam be Mitzvah. Almone Nami, Almone is also a Mitzvah. Let us go to the next Mishnah. Rochatz Laila Horishain, Shemeso Ishtoi. Ram Gamliel, we're speaking now on Hogus of Ram Gamliel, the first evening. After his Rebbetzin was Nifter, so Rabban Gamliel was Roichet. So Rashi says, Rochetz Laila Horishain Shemesa Ishtoi, V'nitpero Boi Bayoim. The Kvure was in that day. Why Rashi has to say that? V'nitpero Boi Bayoim, and what would be the Haloche if Nitpero Balaila? It could be that We shall see in the Gemara, there's a big machlokes harishonim, pshat in the Gemara. But the Gemara says that the whole heter of Ram Gamliel was, is because Aninis Laila is a darabonon. So he was makel in Rechitze since Aninis Laila is a darabonon. The Meiri brings down Ashitas harishonim, that if a korov was mace by yoim, and nikbar balaylo, so then the halacha is, so then there's a diaraisa, then that laylo is chayev minatayre ba'avelus. We'll explain it more in the Gemara. So it could be, that's why Rashi is saying, v'nikbar boy bayoim, so since the yoim ha'misa and the yoim ha'kvura passed already, the laylo already is the next day, so then we hold that it is only a darabonon, and that's why Rabban Gamliel was makel. V'ha'af al-pi she'ovul osur b'rechitze, hu rochatz. He washed himself, k'di omar paime istinis ani, bu odom me'unig u'mefunig. He was a me'unig and a me'funig. That's what he answered that. Uch shemeis tovi avdoi, Kibol Olav Tanchumim. He was Mekabel Tanchumim. The Meiri says, Kibol Olav Tanchumim, Shenitztair Olav Ache Hutzrichu Lenachmoy. That means they saw that the Misa was bothering him, that he needed Nichumim. That's Nitztair Olav Ache Hutzrichu Lenachmoy. The Rishainim bring down the whole Inyan of Tanchumim Bechlal is only by Kroivim. So, they asked him, Limatono Rabbeinu Shemekablim Tanchumim Alo Avodim. The Shaila was that one is not Mekabel Tanchumim Alo Avodim, but Lechayre, why is there a special din of Avodim? Lechayre, and since there's no relationship between the Odin and the Eved, so, Bechlal, there's no inyan of Nichumim. So the Yerushalmi answers that a Talmud that's Chaviv Kibnoi, or an Eved that's Mishamshoi Kibnoi, there is this Yachas of a Ben, that it would be Roy Lekabel Tanchumim. No, there's a special Aloche that Ein Mekablin Tanchumim Ala Avodim. Avodim is, one should not be mekabel tanchumim al avodim. There's no din nichumim on a heder ha'eved, and omar lehen ein tovi avdi kishar kol avodim kosher hoyo. That tovi avdi was a different madrege, so therefore als the chesaron of avodim, this did not apply to tovi. Choson im roitze likrois kriyishma laylo horishain koirei. If a chosan wants to learn Krishma, that means the Mishnah before we just learned that a chosan is potter mi Krishma laila horishayna. He's potter, but what if he wants to learn Krishma? Kairek. So he's permitted to learn Krishma. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oima loy kol oroitze litel es Hashem yitel. Not everyone who wants to take upon himself the shame of a godel and chosid is permitted to do this. First, let's see Rashi daf yudzayin amid beis. Rashi says pshat in loy kol horeitze. Rashi daf yudzayin amid beis says im loy huchzak chocham vechosid l'rabim. If this person on yudzayin amid beis the bermaschal loy kol horeitze. Im loy hugsak chocham v'chosid l'rabim, if this person is not hugsak for a chocham and a chosid, ein ze ele gaive. So then the whole kriya is gaive. Shemare ba'atzmoy sheyochel l'chaven liboy. He is showing that he can be mechaven, and this is gaive. That is the svore of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Tanakhama says that if he wants, he can learn Krishna. Let us try to understand what the machloikis of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is. The Rambam in Yad HaChazaka paskins according to the Tanakhama. And he says if a chosen wants, and he can be mechaven liboy, so then he could learn Krishma. So the Rambam says a tnai that he can only do it when he can be mechaven liboy. That's what the Tanakhama says. That's how he paskins according to the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says loy kol oroitze litel es Hashem yitel. So if he can be mechaven, so what is the machloikis between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama? So the Reish Yosef is mevayer, is there such a possibility? Can one be mechaven liboy? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, in order for one to be able to be mechaven liboy, one has to be a chochem v'chosid l'rabim. He held it's an impossibility for a normal person to be able to be mechaven liboy. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And the Tanakhama held, it is not an impossibility. One can be mechaven liboy. That's one way how to learn pshat in the Mishnah. I had a shtikel ha'ore. I don't know if the teretz I'm going to tell you is the correct teretz, if the ha'ore is a good ha'ore, but I'll share the ha'ore and teretz with you. There's a meiridike ritva in Mesechta Sukkah, daf chof heya medala. The Ritva asks a shayla, we have a limud, oisik b'mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah. First is doing a mitzvah, he's potter from doing a second mitzvah. So the Ritva asks, why is it necessary to tell me that he's potter, he's doing one mitzvah, mehechi teisi should stop this mitzvah and do the next mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah already. Why do you need a limud, oisik v'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah? Yati yadeh matan scholen shal mitzvahs. Mehechi teisi, he's doing a mitzvah already. Why? Mayul mehai mitzvah, mehai mitzvah. So the Ritva says, amoy redike chiddush. So the Ritva says, no, the posik is telling you as follows. Oisik v'mitzvah, since he's doing this mitzvah, he's potter from the next mitzvah. So since he's potter, he's not allowed to do the next mitzvah. Because this mitzvah is mechuyev. The other mitzvah is a reshus. He's potter from that mitzvah. So the posik, oisik b'mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah, is telling us that one is not allowed to do the second mitzvah. That's what the Ritva says. So it bothered me when I was learning this Mishnah that we learned before, chosen potter mikrishma laila rishoine. Why is he potter? Atirde de mitzvah. That's the limud we learn out, not only a tirde of, one is oisik b'maisis potter b'mitzvah, a tirde de marshove is also a poitan. There's a ptur of oisik b'mitzvah of a tirde de marshove. So what is pshat over here, Ram Gamliel lein krishme, if a person wants to lein krishme, he could lein, if he could be mechaven. No, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says a person can't be mechaven, but how does this agree with the Rashbe? He's doing a mitzvah now. Is this a mitzvah? It's considered oisik b'mitzvah. It's a tirde de machshove. So why is he allowed to learn Krishna? Perhaps the teretz is that by a normal person, the machsheves be'ile is a contradicts the machshava of El Malchus Shamayim. That means these two things don't agree. No, what's the shaila? He should be Messiah Das from the first machshava. And a person can be Messiah Das. A novel is also something that's pressing his mind. So the din is, that's true. One has to be loichem. Take this out of your mind and be oisik b'mitzvahs krishme. So in Yesod Achosen would also have to do the same. So the teretz is you're not mechuyev to do it. I'm oisik b'mitzvah, I'm not mechuyev to do it. And it could be according to the Rashbe, fakert, you're not allowed to stop this, since this is atirde the mitzvah, you're not allowed to stop this machshava to go on to a different machshava. Fakert, you're potter from krishme. It could be Rav Gamliel and Rav Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel, they were in a darge that they weren't Messiah Das from the Machshava Rishayne. That means they were still able to think the Hachone LeMitzvah, whatever the Tirda the Mitzvah is, by Akainis as Hapsule, this Machshava was no stire to the Kavonis Krishma. That means it didn't shter the Krishma. So it wasn't called that they were, it was a bechina of Efshel Lekayim Shneim. The halacha is by Efshel Lekayim Shneim, one is, does two mitzvahs. The Rishonim say, therefore we find a person who's wearing tzitzis and tefillin, he has a mezuzah bepischa, he's mechuyev bemitzvahs. He's doing the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin. Al koponim, so the Rishonim say it's efshel lekayim shneim. Could be, this is the shaila over here. Could be the shaila is it efshel lekayim shneim? Is it, if it's not efshel lekayim shneim, so the shaila is to push away one and to be mekabel the other, could be everyone holds you're not allowed to do such a thing. The way we mentioned, that's what the Ritva says. So could be the machlokes is it possible that he should still be, have the first machshava in his head and should still have a machshava shalula to be mekabel oil malchus shemaim. And that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that loy kol horoitze litel as Hashem yitel. That one can't do if he's a chosim, or he's a chochem, a chosid l'rabim. No, then he could be mechabin. The criteria is, can he really be mechaven with both? To be Messiah Bas could be that is not such a great kunz. But to be, not to be Messiah Bas from the first machshava and be mechaven for Krishma, that he held as a non-sadi that one cannot do that. And the Tanakhama said, no, it is possible even a person who is not a chocham v'chosid l'rabim, he could also do such a thing. Could be this is the shaila. Then we could understand the machlokes perhaps a little better. And perhaps we could bring a shtikel raya. We mentioned before that there's a machlokes of Rishonim if by day a chosen is potter from Krishna. So according to those that hold that by day he is potter from Krishna, so its pshat is only this man Laila is matrit. So l'chayre, why can't he be Messiah Das? Just like by day is Messiah Das, let him be Messiah Das till after this man Krishna. But if we say that zicha is also, because according to the Ritva, so then it's a different machloikis. The Ravid asks on the Rambam says one is only allowed to lain Krishna if he could be mechaber. The Ravid says, and if he's not mechaven, what is? So he's kikayre b'teire. So he won't be mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma. Why should the Rambam say that the whole reason it is also for when is a chosen permitted to learn Krishma if he could be mechaven? A fellow, if he can't be mechaven, he should also be permitted. So he won't be mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma. That's the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. So what did the Ravid do with our Mishnah? So it seems the Ravid learned pshat in the Mishnah that the Isser is that
als merzi ki yuaro. That what he is laming Krishma, the shayla is not, will he be mekayim Krishma? Won't he be mekayim Krishma? The shayla is, laming Krishma, is it a merzi ki yuaro? Is it not a merzi ki yuaro? That is the shayla. I mean, that what he's laming Krishma in showing that the machshove of Knisa is not bothering him, so the Isser is out Merzi Kiyura, that is the Isser. So the Ravid says, therefore, that's Afka Bizman Chazal, where there were many people were Mechaven. So when he's laning, it's showing that he's also being Mechaven. But Bizman Hazeh, that not too many people are Mechaven Saibisai, so therefore the Ravid holds Lalocha, Bizman Hazeh, Achosn is allowed to lane, even if he is not 100% sure that he could be mechaven b'shas Krishma. So he learned there's a different Issa. The Issa is merzi kiyuara. It's a maise from, he's looking like a balgaive. It is very interesting. Rabbi Kivega has a shaila in our Mishnah. Rabbi Kivega declares, what will be the din? We have like this. We have the Mishnah before said, that chosen potter mikrishme laila rishoina va'ad moitzoi Shabbos. That means he's potter al koponim either all the nights or till by day, ad moitzoi Shabbos till moitzoi Shabbos. That means psulon he says lo yom arvi, so from yom arvi till moitzoi Shabbos he is potter. Rabbi Kivei declares a shaila. So the first mission says he's potter till moitzoi Shabbos. The second, this Mishnah says that he's also, he's not allowed to lain Krishma. So Rabbi Kivega declares, when is he not allowed to lain Krishma? Is he not allowed to lain Krishma till Shabbos, till Meitzoi Shabbos? Because he is potter all these times, all these nights he's potter, so loy kol ha-roitza litol es Hashem yitol. Or could be he's only also to lain Krishma the first night. Why? What's the difference between the first night and the second night? Because the second night, if he's going to lain Krishma, so people won't say, it's not merzi ki yuara, people will say, Mistam was also maisa the first night. So memela, we lost the merzi ki yuara. That's Rabbi Kivegir Shaila. He lives by a Shaila. And others want to be medayik from the Mishnah, that's not yet true. Because the Tanakhama said, Chosn imroitza likres krishma laila harishen kaira. Why did he specify laila harishen? The shaila's on all four nights. So he wants to say, no, the shaila's only on the first night. The second night, you can zichalain krishma. Because there's no merzi kiyura, because people will not know, people will be toila, if it was osa mais already. Al Kaponim, that's Rabbi Kiveger's a shayla. So I was just thinking, l'chayre, the shayla is dependent in the machloikis, the Ravid and the Rambam. According to the Ravid, the whole Isser is merzi ki yuara. The whole laning of Krishma is a maise of gaive, of showing that he's a chacham v'chosid. So therefore, then Rabbi Kiveger is right. So that's only the first night. The second night, he's not showing off. Oh, people will think, it's not a Hiroz Gaiva. People think, Osa Maise. That's if you learn according to the Ravid. If you learn according to the Rambam, and if it is true that what we said before, that Be'emesin, since he is Oisik B'mitzveh, he's not allowed to leave the first mitzvah and do a second mitzvah. Only a chochim v'chosid who can be mechaven b'shas krishma even though he's not mesiach das from the first mitzvah. If that is true, so then it'll come out that, so it's not totally in merzi ki yuara. So then the second and third nights of le'osa ma'isa, he also not allowed to lain krishma according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Let us see the Gemara. The Gemara says, "My time, the Rabban Gamliel." What is the time of Rabban Gamliel and the Reisha? The Rabban Gamliel was Reichet. So So the Gemara says, Kosovar Aninus Laila de Rabono. He held the hold in Aninus on the next night after the Yom Misa Kvure is at the Rabbonim. The Chsiva Chiso Ki Yom Mar. The Yom Mar, the Achis Achaim, that's a Yom Mar, that the Yom is also. Ubamokim Istanis. So therefore, that's only at the Rabbonim. Ubamokim Istanis, like Gozru Bei Rabbonim. Mokim isnes the Rabbonim were not Geyser. Let us see Toisves. Istenes ani, v'ike tzar im lo yhoya roichetz. He would have had tzar if he wouldn't have washed himself. The einoi, so what is the heter? So Toisves says, the einoi also lilchoitz b'mei evloi, elo mishum tainik. So Toisves would seem to say that not the tzar is the criteria. The iser is rechitze shel tainuk. If the whole purpose of rechitze is for tainuk, to be misanik, that's also b'mei evloi. If the reason he's being rechitz is not l'shem tainuk, the reason why is he being rechitz? Because he has tzar if he won't wash himself. So that is not considered a rechitze shel tainuk. So it doesn't fall into the iser of rechitze. The rechitze is only rechitze shel tainuk. The gam lochof roishoy I isla irvuvia bereishay to shampoo his hair. Irvuvia, I think, is life. It's also shari. Afilu toich shive. Vechein hiter rabbeinu Shmuel, a third heter, Rabbeinu Shmuel was matter liyayledes avela lilchaitz toich shive, that an ayledes was allowed, he was matter to wash herself toich shive, velilchaitz nami betishabov, and what is over here, here it seems there was no tzar. No, the heter is, it's l'tzayrech, it's not l'shem tainig. So therefore, if it's not a rechitza shel tainig, it's mutter. V'cheinami b'meseches yume, mi sheyesh loy chatotin b'roishoy, soch kedarkoy b'yoyim ha-kipurim v'ein ha-choshes. If a person has types of sores or a skin disease on his head, is soch kedarkoy, he's allowed to smear himself with ointment b'yoyim ha-kipurim v'ein ha-choshes. There's no problem. Afal gav desichik ishtiye b'yoyim ha-kipurim, that is an iser sichik b'yoyim ha-kipurim, V'chein, so it's a mutter. V'chein mashme b'Yerushalmi. And now Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi. Ovul osel b'rchitze. Hode de teime b'rchitze shel tainuk. Davke rechitze shel tainuk is osel. Avul b'rchitze shel eino, she'eino shel tainuk mutter. Ke hode de itme mishiyesh leichatotem b'reish. So what did Tosfos see in the Yerushalmi? Tosfos found a Moira Dikeraya in the Yerushalmi. Because Tosfos was, there are other Rishonim that say pshat in the whole heter of Rabbi Gamliel, that is a heter of an istanis, they held that istanis is a type of a choyli. In b'mokayim choyli legoza rabbona. There's a heter of choyli. And according to them, chatotim is also a heter of choyli. We see there were matter b'mokim choyli. Tosfos found in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that a oval is also bechitza. Hode the tema bechitza shel tainuk. You don't need choyli. The vote, the criteria is not choyli. The criteria is if it's shel tainuk, it's mutter. If it's not shel tainuk, for example, if I'm not mistaken, there's a machloikis. If, let's say, the Kehanim wash their hands before the Duchenin, or we wash the hands the Negelwasser, Lahose Ruach Ro, what is the heter over there? So there the only heter is, there's no Choyli, there's no Tzav, the only, and one is washing his hands, there's Rechitza over there. The heter is because it is not shel tainuk. It's letzayrich. I'm washing myself not l'shem tainuk. There's a tzayrich. As long as there's a tzayrich, it's not l'shem tainuk, it's mutter. This, I think, falls into Shitas HaTaisvis. Taisvis was machadish this. Not that there's a heter of tzar in the Yerushalmi, you see that. One could say, what's the similarity chatotin to Einish El Tainik? Chatotin is chayli. B'mokim chayli, they go to the Bo'rabonin, and others learn like that. But the Yerushalmi says, no. The heter of chatotin is, it's not shel tainik. So memela, every rechitza that's not shel tainik is mutter. Aninos leilo de rabbonon, v'im taima, harei oino nami einoi noyig elo b'maisa. Why did the Gemara have to jump to aninos leilos de rabbonon? But by yom it would be yosa. So Taisus asks, "Varei oino nami einoi noyig elo b'maisa." The whole b'yiraisa dikedin of aninos is only that shitas hatoisvus. It's only legabi achilas maiser sheini lo yachalti ba'oini mimenu. And other rishonim say it's by achilas kochim. Anoinen is also to eat kochim in atoire. But that's the deraisa de kaninus. These in yonim, the isa rechitze, that's only also midarabonon. That's not also min atoire. So why does the Gemara say he held aninus lailo de rabonon? And the isa rechitze by him is also midarabonon. There's no isa deraisa of rechitze. Vim kein loyla meim aloch aninus lailo deraisa. So it could be Rabbi Gamliel held, according to the shitas of rishonim, that Aninus Laila is also Asa Diraisa. Well, we'll clear a Shaila Gabi Achilles Maisa Shaini. Or Achilles Kochim could be it's also in a Torah. Va'af al Pikein Rechitza, since the whole Isa Rechitza is a Darabonon. So Memela, that's why he was matter to wash himself. That is Tais Viskasha and the Sugya. Before we go further, it's Kedai to know that the Tais, only Tais Vis could ask such a Kasha. The Shitas Harif and other Rishonim is that in Dinei Avelis, the Miri also brings down, the Miri also learns like the Rif. The Lashon HaMeiri says as follows, Dvorim ha'asurim kol zayin, the Isurei Avelis, which is also all 7 days, kegoin rechitze, Siche, Ne'ilis HaSandel. So the Meiri says, Mina Teure Noyeg B'Yom Rishon. The Isurei Avelis, even though the Gemara mentions, the Gemara calls it Aninus, but this is not Aninus what the Pasuk is speaking about, Le'achalti Bo'ini. The Isurei Avelis, which is also Kolzayin, is also Mina Teure B'Yom Rishon. And there's a raya from the Gemara in Moed Kotten, the Gemara calls it an Esser. An esed de yochid, vaistois is a mitzvah asay to be noyig these dinei avelis. So according to the Meiri and the Rif, they had no problem at all with this Gemara. So the shaila is, if the laila after the yom hamise ekvure, is that awesome in a Torah or not? If it would be awesome in a Torah, so then the rechitza would also be awesome in a Torah. So the Gemara to say, no, we hold on in the slayla the Rabbonim. Tais v'shita is, there are two inyonim. There's an iser of aninus which only applies to achilas maiser sheini and achilas kochim, and that is the only iser d'araisa. The isurei rechitza which are noig the first day are the same isurei rechitza which are noig all the other 6 days, which is only an iser d'Rabbonim. So Taisus had a meiridike problem over here, so why is the Gemara going into a shaila if Aninus Leilo de Rabona, if Aninus Leilo is not a de Rabona? The Yeshloima, so Taisus answers as follows. The Isa da Havi di Eiraise Gabi Maisa, if the Isa di Eiraise would apply by, if the Isa di Eiraise would apply by Maiser at night, Gabishar dvorim de rabbonon, nami havalon le mitzer de chol de tikkun rabbonon kein di eraisa tikkun. So the rabbonon which are noyig, bisman daninis diereis is noyig, is called the tikkun rabbonon kain diereis tikkun. It is very difficult to understand what Tosfos is answering us. First of all, according to Shitas HaTosfos, the Isurei Avelis, there's no two types of Avelis. There's one Iser Avelis, which is Noyig Kol Shiva. What connection is there with Chazal Womasakin? Must pass Kol the Tikkun Rabbonon Ki Ein the Eireise Tikkun. That means that the Rabbonon said like that means it has a chaimer over the Eireise. If it's a different type of an iser in Ganzen, I mean, so what? Why? Like lechayre, it's a 7-day iser. Why should the first day be different? Kol the tikkun rabbonon kein the Eireise tikkun. But let us ask a better shaila. Let us go back to the chamisha inuyim. Well, there are chamisha inuyim. Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is also b'achile u'b'shtiye u'b'rechitze. Now, there's a big machlokes harishonim, the isa rechitze b'yom HaKippurim, is it osa min ha-toire, or is it osa min ha-rabbonon? It's a machlokes harishonim. Now, machlokes the Rambam in Ran. The Rambam holds it's also min ha-toire, the Ran holds it's also min ha-rabbonon. Now, let us think for a minute. According to the Shittas HaRambam, according to the Rambam, that the hei inuyim are osar min ha-toire. Af al pikein, dafke rechitze shel tainug is osar. That is the iser. The iser is rechitze shel tainug. Not rechitze shel tainug is mutter. Taisi brought down before in Yom Kippur Gufe. Not rechitze shel tainug is mutter. Afilot ha-deiraisa. So now, here Taisi says, if it would be even though it's a derabonon, but called the tikkun rabbonon came the reise tikkun. We see the reise gufe of rechitze b'yom HaKippurim is mutter if it is not b'mokaim tainuk. And if we will say that Tosfos holds that rechitze is a derabonon in Yom Kippur, rechitze is a derabonon. So why don't you say they're called the tikkun rabbonon came the reise tikkun? I mean, there's Isurim min ha-Torah fakert. There it makes more sense. There it makes more sense to be medame the Isur Rechitze of Yom Kippur to the Isur Achilu Shtiyah, because Vinishvi, it's Chomesh Inuyim. It's five types of Inuyim. And the Afal Pikein, they were not medame the inuy of rechitze to the inuy of achile. That means rechitze, if it's natural tainug, it's mutter. So why over here were they more machme? Here they said, kol the tikkun rabbonon kein de reise tikkun. So it's very difficult. And the Rosh Yosef, I see, speaks about the Tosfos. The Morei Mesoda speaks about the Tosfos. But al pi pashtus, it's very difficult to understand what Tosfos Shita is. I mean, according to the Shita Sarif, it would be beautiful that the Issa Rechitze B'yoim Rishon is a Deraise. And that's how the Meiri Taka says Pshat the Gemara. This whole criteria of Rechitze, Yotainig, Nishtainig, that was only by a Rechitze, the Rabbonon, they were makel if it's not Shaltainig. And it could be Yom Kippur is also a Rechitze, the Rabbonon. Then it would be very good. But if we say that Rechitze is a deraisa by Yom Kippur, or a fellow will say that the Rechitze is a derabonon, but why there don't you say kol the tikkun rabbonon kein deraisa tikkun? And here you do say kol the tikkun rabbonon kein deraisa tikkun. So it's very difficult to understand Shitas HaTosfos. Ushemeis tovi avdoi, tonu rabbonon, Avodim ushvachais ein oimdim aleihem b'shure. There was a oifen of nichum of a minion. Ein oimdim aleihem b'shure, so Rashi says, kshechoizren mi beis hakvoris, ha yoisim shuris sovev ha'ovel, u menachem in oisoi. Ve'en shure p'chuse me'asore. This is a different type of a nichum. This is a nichum of a tzibur, a nichum of asore. So that it seems that ein oim dem aleim b'shure, and it seems afilu Rabban Gamliel is moide in this. And Taisu says, I name them alayim bishure, dilma osi la suke li yuchsen. This is already a tzibul, to be menachem, a nichum of a tzibul, that already might make people think that he wasn't an eved. He was a ben choyren. And then we might get involved with inyone yichus, they think his children also are ben choyren. So this inyan of nichum, Vitzibu, anichum shel shure, does not apply by avodim mishvoches. Vein oimrim aleihim birchas aveilim v'tanchume aveilim. Maiso o meiso shivchosoi shel Rabbi Elezer. Nichnesu talmidov lenachmoi, so they wanted to come and be menachemim. Kivin shero oisom, and he knew why they were coming. So, olo la aliyah. So, he wanted to show them they should chat that there's no inyan of nichum. But olo achov. They didn't chat. They thought maybe he wants to mimikabel them in a different room. That's how they understood his actions. So they followed him. Nichnes lan piloin, nichnesu achov. Nichnes letrakrin, nichnesu achov. So he saw that they did not understand his actions. Amalehem kimiduma ani, I was under the impression, sha'atem nichvim bepoishrim. That means a warm remez would be enough to ring a bell by you. Achshav I see atem nichvim afilu bechamei chamin. Loikach shonisi lochem avodim ushvoches ein oimdem aleim bishure, Bein oimrim aleihem birchas aveilim, v'loi tanchumim aveilim. Ela ma oimrim aleihem, kishem sha oimrim loi lo'odom al shoyrei v'al chamoyrei shemeisoi, ha'mokum yimalei loch chesrei necho. That there was a monetary loss over here. Kach oimrim loi alavdi v'al shivchosoi, ha'mokum yimalei loch chesrei necho. So I saw one of the Mefoshim ask, so Mamela, it seems there is a nichum. It's not a nichum of an oval. It's a nichum amokim yinach yimalelo chasrei necho. So the shaila is, so why did Rabbi Elezer run away? Maybe they wanted to come and tell him this nichum. So I think it's a shleima mishnosoi. So he wants to say as follows. He says, for this, you have to understand, they left the Beis Medrash to go to visit Rabbi Elezer and to be Menachemim. He says, the Nichum of the Avelis, the Kedin Nichum, it's not possible to be Menachem in the Beis Medrash and the Oval is at home. The Nichum is to go to the Oval. That is the Tzuras HaMitzvah. Masha Einkein, this Nichum is a Tfilah. Someone never had a loss. He lost, his car broke down. Kemamachem amishabeich in the Beis Medrash that it shouldn't have mokim emalim lachasrei necha. You don't have to make a bitl Beis Medrash because of this. So he understood that they were coming because to be menachemim. So he says there's no din nichumim for avodim ushvoches. Let us see Rashi. Birchas aveilim birchas rochovesh mevaren oisa isuda rishoinim mishalachirim by the suda savro. Where the one gives the oval to eat, mishal acherim, mevorchim sham birchas aveilim, v'mefureshes b'ksubes peirek rishon. Lan pilein, beis kotten shelefnei traklin hagodol. Nichven bepoishrin. Kloima, sover hoyi, see, I was under the impression, shetovinu dovor beremez muet. You would understand with a small hint. Shereisem oisi so me aleichem, Likon Islan Pilan. And now I see that if it will be Chamei Chamim, you also don't get the hint. Tanya Idach, we learned in a different baraita. Avodim Ushvachais Ein Maspidin Oysam. Another halacha, one is not allowed to be Maspid an Eved or a Shivche. Rabbi Yosi Oymerim Eved Kosherhu, Oymerim Olov, Hoy ish toiv v'nemon. Chazal tell us tam stam avodim agazlonim. He was a ish toiv. He was a ish nemon v'nene miyegiyoy. That means he accepted his work. It was gzeira. We make a bracha shaloy osani ovet. But a person who is gzeira was that he was nigzer to be an eved, so he's nene miyegiyoy. That means they told him it's a very choshev hesped. Im kein mahinachtol l'ksheirim. To say someone is an ish toiv and a nemon, that's a mouthful. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ra'ashi hoi loshen gniche utza'oka. Tana Rabbana, ein koirin ovois elo li shloyshe, ein koirin imois elo li arba. There were only three ovois and only four imois. Ilema mishum deloyadinon. If the time is because we don't know imi Reuven kosinon, imi Shimon kosinon, that is why we can't call someone can't say avi Reuven, because he's not sure that he came from that shevet. Ihochi imois nami loyadinon, imi Rachel kosinon, imi Leah kosinon. So why is he permitted to, he doesn't know which shevet he comes from. Ela atoche chshivi tvei loy chshivi. That means the chshivis of the ovis was only till the three ovis. The darg of the shvotim was not the same as dreig of the ovis. Tvei loy chshivi. So therefore, they do not go into the darg of ovis. I saw the Ben Yoyada asks, what's with Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu like kom novi ke Moshe. So we should say Tvei Loich Shivi. So the Ben Yehuda says that Fakert, we call them Oveis, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu. Moshe we call Moshe Rabbeinu. So Fakert, Rabbeinu is a greater Madrega than a Ov. We see Aveidus Oviv, Aveidus Rabboi, Aveidus Rabboi Kaidemes. So that is Fakert. So he is Rabbeinu and this is Avinu, but others do not fall into any of these two categories. Tanya Ida, Avodim Ushvachais Ein Kairin Oysam Abba Ploini Ve'ima Ploinis. That is a title. V'shalam Gamliel Oyu Kairin Oysam Abba Ploini Ve'ima Ploinis. So the Gemara asks, Maisa Lister Mishum Dachshivi. Let us see Rashi. Ela l'shloishe Avrom Yitzchak v'Yakov lafuki shvote. Ela li'arba sore Rivka Rochu v'Leya. Abba pleini ima pleinis lei bibneihem koma. This is not the children. The children stamazai. There's no inyan to call them abba or ima because the klal is that an eved is alav ba yichus am adayim lechamayer. Just like Vayachamir, there's no yichus, so there's no yichus. The bonim are not misyaches la'acher aviyim ve'imam. So the shame abba, it is not an abba, it is not an imam. Elo bishar b'nei odo, ke'ein sha'onu kairim arshov, mar ploini, moras ploinis, kahoyu regilim, loimer, abba ploini, ve'ima ploinis. Now, for Pekin, the Gemara says, we have to understand what the Gemara's teretz is, that Mishum Dechshivi, maybe Dechshivis was als Eved of Ram Gamliel, so therefore the title that is given to them is not als Atzmusam, could be als an Eved Melech Kemelech, they have Dechshivis to be called Abba and Imo als being Avodim of Ram Gamliel. Omar Abolozo, my dechsiv, kein avorechecho bechayoi bishimcho eso kapoi. Kein avorechecho bechayoi zu krishme. He says, krishme, there's an Indian of mesiris nefesh, bishas, the posik rishoyne, one should be mekabal on himself, mesiris nefesh, that's avorechecho bechayoi. Bishimcha esa kapai zu tfile. The Shleima Mishnosei says that Esa Kapai, when I lift up my hands and I'm oisig b'moloche, I do not say, Koichi va'oitzim yodi osali esachayel azeh. No, the atzloche is b'shimche, to the tvila. The Esa Kapai, if there is atzloche, if I could be meroimim kapai, that is in the schus of shimche and the schus of tvila. Bim oise kein, olav akosuv oimer, then a person is zoiche to satisfaction. That means if a person is mamin, that everything is min hashamayim, the hatzloche is also min hashamayim, and a person is muchen to give over everything al tzayin Hashem, so memela, whatever will occur with him, there'll be tizba nafshi. A person will be soveya, realizing that everything, this is rotzen Hashem, this is the best for him. So therefore, it's whatever happens with him will be kmeichela vodesh and tizba nafshi. V'loy oida l'shenoichel shnei oilomim, ha'oilom hazeh v'oilom abo shenema v'sivsei renonais yahalol pi, and renonais is a loshen, renonais, Rashi says, is a shtayim. Kein avarechecho k'meichel avadeshen trei kroi desmichi la'dodi. Rabbi Lozer bosel de mesayim tzloise. Now we're going to have a whole list of tfilis and bakoshes etchines that amiroim and tanoim used to be mispalol after Shemayna Esrei. The Tzlach says one of the purposes of these tfilis and tchines were that the Mishnah says, Al tas tfiloscho kva, elo tachnunim lifnei amokim. Tfilah should be tachnunim. And they were afraid, since the nusach ha-tfilah, which is said every day, is a standard nusach, so could be, it would fall into the category of kva. So therefore they had personal bakoshes, and they were sure to be masked these bakoshes after the tefillah, in order to make sure that these something which really that means that bothered them, and they wanted these inyonim. So therefore, they were mispalo for these inyonim that they should be assured that they mekayim the inyon of tachnunim lifnei hamoke. Rabbi Lozer bosel the mesayim tzloisei omar hochi. Yirotzaim bulponecho Hashem Elokeinu shetashkein bepureinu. Bepureinu is goyroleinu. Pur hu a goyrol. That's what others want to say. They were medayik to speak in a loshen akoidish, not in a loshen arami, since this was not a tfilas sibul, this was a tfilas yochid. So therefore, they wanted the arami, malache, maila, not niskek, only in a tefillah sibul to only a tzibul can be mispalo barami. So therefore, this was a tefillah yochid. So they said bepureinu the saloshna kodesh kapur hula goyrol shetashkin bepureinu avo viachvo vishalom vereyus v'tarbe gvuleinu betalmidim. They were zeiche that they were mispalo places to be marbet steire v'tatzliach soifeinu aches v'tikva. Betosim chalkeinu began Eden, besakneinu bechovot toiv, tiyetzot toiv, ba'ilomcho. Others say, I think Rabbi Lezer was from the Sora Rugei Malchus, v'tatzliach seifeinu, there was a tefillah on Kiddush Hashem. That's the greatest hatzlocha, v'tatzliach seifeinu. Aches v'tikve, Sakneinu bechovu toi v'yetze toi v'ilomcho. V'nashkim v'nimtzo yichule v'oveinu. When we wake up in the morning, so taivis l'oveinu should be li'yira eshemecho v'tovil v'necho k'iris nafshenu l'toive. Let us see Rashi. B'pureinu b'goyroleinu aches v'tikve sh'teachiseinu toive v'nire ma shekivinu sakneinu loshen tikun v'nashkim v'nimtze yichulel bovenu liyira shemecho. שלא יסגבר עלינו יצר הרע בהיר הלילה, לא סור מאחריך ביום, אלא כשנשכים בכל בויקר, so this was a tefillah that was said the Meirev before, I suppose, נמצא לבבינו מיחלוך, וטובו לפניך קורס נפשנו, כלומר סיפוק צורכנו וקורס רוחנו. Rabbi Yochanan Bosor the Messiah Tzloisei Oma Hochi Yirotzein Bufonecho Hashem Alekeinu Shetotzitz, you should look, you should be aware Beboshteinu Vesabit Beroaseinu and the rois which are occurring to us. Rashi says Vesabit Beroaseinu Teida Vesitin Libecho Bero Habo Aleinu. Others say this Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who lived through the Churban Habayis, which the Matzav of Klal Yisrael was Bishvala Matzav, a Matzav of Busha, of Ro, Shetotzitz Beboishteinu V'tabit Baroseinu, V'tislabesh Berachamecho V'siskase Beruzecho V'sisatev Bachsidusecho V'tisazer Bachninusecho V'tobil Ponecho Midas Tuvcho V'anvesonusecho. Rabzeire Bosor de Messayim Tzloisei Oma hochi, yirotzim ulfonecha Hashem alekeinu, sheloi nechto, veloi nevoish, veloi nikolei me'aviseinu. There's a, the Rebbeinu Shleilom compares, the Chassam Sofer says, a gewaldike vort, that what Chazal tell us, that Rosh Hashanah, we don't say hallo, is the Gemara says, sifrei chayim, sifrei meisim, psuchim lefonov, and how could we sing Shire? So what does the Sifrei Meisim have a shaychis to Hallel? It seems the Chassam Sofer learned Pshat. Sifrei Chaim means there's a Sefer which the Rebbeinu Shlom is Dan the Chaim. Sifrei Meisim is a Sefer which the Rebbeinu Shlom is Dan the Meisim. So why? So what is the reason we don't say Hallel? Because the Sifrei Meisim Suchim Lefonov. So the Chassam Sofer says Pshat as follows. That means we could perhaps think Lefi Erkeinu, we're not doing too bad. So that is only if the Rebbeinu Shalom will measure us the way we measure ourselves. But the Rebbeinu Shalom compares us together with the previous Doiris. And together with the previous Doiris, we see the Daga they were on and the Daga we are on, so then it is not a time to say Shire. And that's what the Chassam Sofer says, that's what we say in the Vidui, Va'anachnu Va'aviseinu. When we put us together with the others, is chatonu. So this was abakoshe v'loi nikolei me'aviseinu. Rabchiyah bosa dematzli oma hochi yirotzein mulfonecha Hashem alekeinu shetehei teiroscha umnoseinu val yidve libeinu val yecheshchu einenu. Very interesting. Maloi horayim, the maloi horayim wants to say pshat that they are, Chazal tell us that hiluch is mechaser einof shalodim. It takes away part of the eyesight. A person runs. Standing could do damage to the heart. So memele, he said as follows, shtei teiroscha umnoseinu. So memele, he could be sitting and learning the whole time. So memele, there wouldn't be any heart problems or any sight problems. That's what the Mlei Roim wants to say, Pshat. Rav Bosor Tzloisei Omar Hochi. The Yirotzin that we say before we bench Rosh Chodesh originates, that's what others say, B'schus Tfilas Rav. Yirotzin Mufonecha Hashem Alekeinu Shetiten Lonu Chaim Aruchim Chaim Shel Sholoim Agavuche. Rav was Mespalo for Chaim Aruchim. I saw Rabbi Yonasan Zechayinu Levroche says Rav was Zeichet to live 400 years. So one can see the tefillah is b'schus tefillas Rav. When we say this, mebet doch the chayim aruchim azevi by Rav is niskayim geborn. Chayim aruchim, chayim shel sholem, chayim shel toivo, chayim shel brocho, chayim shel panoso, chayim shel chilutz atzomis means brius, chayim sheyesh bem yiras chayt. Interesting, the Yerushamayim is skipped out over here. Chayim shein bohem busho chlimo, chayim shel oyshe v'chovid. Chaim shetebonu avastere v'yirashamayim, Chaim shetemalo lonu eskol mishalei slibeinu l'toiva. Rabbi Boset Sloise Oma Hochi. Irotze Mulfonecha Hashem Alekeinu Lekevi Seinu. This tefillah was also put into the Arsei Datzilah. Shetatzileinu Me'azei Ponim, Me'azus Ponim, Me'odomro, Mi'pegaro, Mi'yetzero, Mi'chovero, Mi'shochinro, Mi'sotan Amashchis, Mi'umidin Koshe. The Oruch says, Din Koshe, Rabbi was dying. Shecheilonu Lodain Shaloi Bekushi. It shouldn't be a difficult din. Mibal din koshe ben sheven beris, ben sheini ben beris. So the Gemara says, va'afal gav de kaime k'tzutzi olei de Rebbe. That means, Rebbe was mispalel for, there was an other inyonim, there was protection against people, and Rebbe had government protection. K'tzutzi Antoninus gave Rebbe police to guard him. Afal pikein, when it came to his protection, he wasn't Seimach, and then he was mispalel that he should be protected. Rashi, me'azei ponim shelo yisgoru bi, me'azus ponim shelo yitziu olai laz mamzeiris. I think others say that the laz mamzeiris was on the children of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was a gewaldike porush, so they shouldn't be mighty laz on his children. He was, since he was such a kodesh, he was muvdul from such in yonim, so therefore they'd be mighty laz mamzeiris on his children. They shouldn't say such a thing. She'enoi ben beri, she'enei mo, v'avogav dekai miktutze lei derebi, sho yushaitrim oimdim b'mitzvus antonines, lahakeis linokim b'chol ha'oimdim olov.